Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
for me to give two fucks about you, that time is out.
took me ahead to my feelings of sorry. I was getting held back by pride. I was going down, down that slide. Wanted help, but I didn't get that right. Mama, daddy, show, taught me right. Got me a good one to treat me right. But she want me to change or not. There were a lot of people around me, I didn't know if they were solid. Had to keep caution ever since somebody stole my wallet. I fell in love with the music, even though it came with some new shit. Even though it's draining my pocket, I feel like it launched like a rocket. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. Got that shit zoom. I was studying the street, thought I took classes zoom. Yeah, you see me bald in front of me like glasses zoom. That hood was always a part of me, I had passion zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing zoom. I was dropping like Amazon, on top of my shit like Parmesan. But he wanna preach like Farrakhan. Nobody ate when they hammer on me, cause it could fuck up a ceremony. It ain't like the streets care about me, if it could've squeezed the air by me. I seen a homie get laid out in front of me. Learned that at an early age that misery need company. I remember I was smoking them pom-poms. Yeah, I was sagging on my Sean Johns. Time to get it back when I signed on. But they gave me cash to go write a song. No, I didn't last cause a nigga smoke a lot. Yeah, I was young flipping in the parking lot. Yeah, I was dumb, I was trying to get a squad. Trying to get mail even when I block hard. Yeah, haters wanna tell but that's not my fault. If they still wanna ride then I got my fall. Even for a meal I can't sell my soul. Even for a deal I can't let that go. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. Got that shit zoom. I was studying the street, thought I took classes zoom. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses zoom. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing zoom.
Wait a minute, I truthfully admit it. Never thought I'd see the time of my life when I'm committed. Big feet, ball to the game, I run the city. Bad women calls my name like a prison. I ain't got time for the hate, I move quick. Money bag locked deep in the safe, I drop bricks. Make a woman buck when being, I'm never average. Then she go telling her friends cause I'm a savage. Big feet falling in love, y'all can have it. Now I'm talking family and marriage for 30 carats. Nothing like finding a woman that you can cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen truly amazed, what can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with upgrade. 400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion. It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
Wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother thoughts come last, you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Laurent boots with the Moai purse. Classy and for evidence, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a bowler grid, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is what's anonymous.
It made me feel like top 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Baby, Yeah, can't scratch, can't scratch. True west, for life, for life. Remember that, remember that. Be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an idiot. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not tripping cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to king, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not, freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. 4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTV's on your banners and shit. You don't have no song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gon' make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not, freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not, freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master. Video production. Website.
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much, much more. Special rates and discounts, studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
The West Radio, what the hell does it do? This Mad Monday. Mad Monday like a mug. You know what I'm saying? What's going on out there, y'all? You know what I'm saying? If y'all listening online, y'all want to hit us up, man. It's up on 323-642-1597. I got Mr. Boss Player in here.
What up, y'all? What's up? Two West Radio in the world. What's happening with it?
And the old girl, Sweet Pea. What's going on, Sweet Pea?
Hey,
what's going on with y'all?
Before we get this all get rolling, Mr. Boss wanted to say something to y'all.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, from man to woman to man and driver man that's in here, and whoever that's in here, being here already, I just want to say, look here, man, I didn't mean no disrespect to no one or to offend anybody or make anyone feel a certain type of way. It's just, it was my bad, but, you know, I had to correct my wrong. And like I said, I was trying to tell Scratch after the show, like, I'm not even going to take it too long, but what I'm saying, I'm so passionate about what I do. And when I get asked certain things and this and that, I'm just strong with it because, you know, all of us are legends in our own way. So I figure, you know, I feel good being a part of y'all legendary thing and what y'all done and what I'm doing. So I just get, I don't know, I'm just emotional. But I have to apologize to y'all if anybody felt disrespected by me doing or saying any of the things. I was just like, I was getting interviewed, like I said, but you know, I'm just strong like that, but I apologize, and I hope y'all accept it, and we can just keep doing our thing and being the good people that we are and the legendary people that we are for this world, man, and that's pretty much it.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
Right now, we got Smokey Cody on in the building. Let's see if we give some claps or something.
Yeah, what's good?
Hey, Block Life, nigga, Block Life.
Yes,
Block Life Entertainment.
Know.
What's going on with it, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Just trying to survive this heat, you know? It's just something else.
Man, you better not, you call up a 562, you better not be talking about no damn heat down in L.A.
Oh, you be out in the desert, huh?
Where you stay at?
Originally from L.A., you know, rep all of L.A., but I stay in Whittier right now, so that's where I...
Whittier rang hot, man. They talk about 86 or something down there in Whittier.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the heat up there?
I say out here, it's 107.
Yeah.
God damn.
I think that's, yeah. I ain't even going to complain no more. I'm going to stop my complaining right now.
Yeah. That's what I do. Because, you know, I be talking about people down there in L.A. Because, see, I'm from L.A. I be talking to my people, man, and they be all like, oh, man, it's like 89. If you don't get that shit up out of here, talking about some 89, nigga, we can make bacon on the sidewalk type of shit out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
if it ain't
hitting,
I guess we can't say nothing.
I was just thinking, I was like, that nigga could cook an egg on the sidewalk right now.
Nigga, you just cook your whole breakfast on the sidewalk, nigga, while you was
it.
Nigga, you could probably even make some toast, nigga, butter your bread, put that shit on there, nigga, you'll be good.
Oh,
nah, but check it out, man. Let us know about yourself, man. Let us know about you.
Yeah, well, Smokey Corleone, like I said, originally, you know, Los Angeles born and raised, but, you know, I'm staying out in Whittier right now. But I just basically just repping this West Coast, you know. I'm just, you know, I'm not one of the little youngins, but I ain't old yet, you know. I'm, like, right in the middle. So my music, I try to be able to reach everybody, you know. Like, you know, I got the street shit, but I kind of balance it out with a lot of spiritual because, you know, I always got to give it up to God first and foremost before anything.
Yeah, and that's real.
So, like, you know, I just try to balance, not even so much, like, it's got to be this or that, but I'm just telling my truth and what I've been through and, you know, what my peoples are going through or been through and just, you know, just giving somebody, I mean, I know the stories have been told over and over, but everybody got their own story, you know, so I just telling mine, basically letting, through the music, just let y'all hear mine and, you know, somebody's trying to relate. And
who was your biggest inspiration, you know what I mean, when you first came up, you know, when you started rapping, and how long you been rapping, you know what I mean? Cause
man,
people...
I've been rapping, I'm an 80s baby, born, you know, raised in the 90s, but, you know, Eazy-E, I think, was ultimately, not so much for the rapping, even though I like Eazy-E's rap, but just more his entrepreneurship and the business side of things, you know, he really took it with that independent thing, you know, and then anybody that came after him that was independent, they gotta, you know, give him his props because he's one of the ones that really started the whole independent game as far as the West Coast goes. He's one of the originators, you know. So
but yeah, you know, I used to be at NWA, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I know all about
NWA and the Posse, so you know what's up. Yeah,
yeah,
but
I was on the cover standing there looking crazy as hell.
Yeah, yeah, I seen that cover. You was looking fly for back in the day though, right? I mean,
I look like a damn fool, but I'm glad I got on it.
Yeah, nah.
Mm-hmm.
So you were part of something legendary for sure. But
yeah, I know. Yeah. I wasn't gonna even take the damn picture, but Eazy was. I was sitting there taking pictures of him, and then Eazy was like, "Scratch, what you doing down there? You gotta come and get in the picture." I said, "No, I look like a damn fool because we supposed to take the picture about 2:00 in the afternoon, right?"
Yeah.
So, you know, I was getting ready to go get my Jerry Curl done. You know what I'm saying? I have my clothes in the cleaners. And here they come calling about 10:00, talking about we getting ready to go take the picture. So I just threw some stuff on to take, you know, Jinx and Candyman. And, you know, we all went up there. And I was like, I ain't going to take the picture because, hell, my Jerry Curl's whack. You know what I'm saying? My clothes, all that, you know. And he wind up talking me into getting in the picture. Come on, you look ruthless. So I wind up taking the picture. You know, that's how that went.
That's what's up.
I got my boy 86 and I got Sweet Pea on the line. Y'all got some questions? Hello.
Yes, I do.
Would you like to buy your fertilizer? No, go ahead.
Well, I heard him say he was the biggest influence as far as business, but he didn't answer as far as musically. Who
musically
was the biggest influence?
Yeah. Musically, and it's from all on the spectrum, but, you know, I was, of course, with the Eazy-E came, you know, Bone Thugs, you know, also have, you know, Too Short up in the Bay, E-40, Tupac, without a doubt. But even, like, nowadays, within the last, like, 10, 12 years, I was a big Nipsey Hussle fan, you know? Like, music, you know, where everything he spoke and same thing, you know, his business tactics and how he was running things. So, like I said, everything from Eazy all the way to Nipsey, like, all those things inspire me.
That's great. That's great. Hold on. We got another caller. I don't know this number. Caller from 323. You're on True West Radio. Who it is? Hello?
Hello.
323-6.
What's
six,
up,
two,
man?
Seven. Who this?
Master G, man. What's up?
What up?
What up, Big King Scratch and LA Playboy back in the 80s, Scratch Jam Palace crew? What's cracking, baby?
Hey, how you doing, Mix Master G?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just here in the garage going through some of my old records, and my mind went on DJ Scratch. Back to some of my records, I got my Mix Master G on them still, you know. How you been, man? Everything good?
Everything good, man. Hey, you got a question for my man, Smokey Corleone?
Well, you know what? I kind of missed him. I just got on. But I wish any of the OGs from back in the day, or anybody doing their music thing, stick with it. You know, keep it moving. Don't take none of the negative, you know, comments from nobody. Just keep it moving and keep it positive and make it happen, man.
No.
Good luck with that.
No doubt. Appreciate it.
That's what's up, man. You know, it's, man, we got a whole lot of love over here on True West Radio, man. I'm telling you. Check this out. What we're going to do is we're going to get into a couple of your joints, man. Which one you want me to play first?
You know what? Let's start off with We Gonna Make It. That's featuring my bro Young Hit, who y'all going to have on Friday. That's the latest video that we released. So let's go with We Gonna Make It.
Alright, hold on, let me see. Hold on. Let's see. I'm a little slow today, y'all, forgive me.
Don't worry.
I'm a little slow today. Man, the system is slow as shit.
Yesterday?
I got it right here. Alright, check this out. We're going to introduce yourself, man, and let them know we gonna make it. Cause I'm telling you, we gonna make it.
Yes, indeed. This song is just basically about, you know, the struggling. You know, we've come a long way. We've got so much far to go, but we you know, we're going to make it. We're going to keep pushing. And this is featuring my bro, Young Hit, you know, part of Block Life Entertainment as well.
That's all right.
Just something we did, something on that positive tip, just something to make you think and just, I mean, you know, put a little bit of hope in people, you know, just like, don't let nothing keep you back, hold you down, just...
All right, check this out. We're going to go two for two. Then we gonna play two of them. We're going to play a couple of more songs. We're going to come back with the last one. So what's the next one you want us to play after We Gonna Make It?
The next one, let's go with O.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that, too. That's tight. So check this out.
Appreciate
we get ready to hit it up. Smokey Corleone, True West Radio. Y'all log. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. Here you go, man. We gonna make it. We gonna make it, man. Y'all all gotta feel like that, man. Y'all, I don't give a damn if y'all just try to get a job at the post office. Y'all gonna make it. We gonna make it. Here we go, baby.
Yes, indeed.
Smokey Corleone, here we go.
On the couch, thinking about another way out. I used to hit the streets and bleed the block till it paid off. Couldn't keep a bitch, cause I was always in a pit stop. Now I'm riding smooth, you fear me? And you should, huh? I ain't even paying attention to him, but I should, huh? So I keep that thing around niggas I don't know, cuz yes, I am a war vet. Battle scars to prove that. The way we popping off, you would think we up in Iraq. Government is into housing, facilitating the violence. Wonder why it's us against the world. Now it's a problem, ain't it? I rebel just to feel compensated. So I thank God for hip-hop almost every day. Only justice I seen when I was behind the bench, nigga, I will drop. Promise you will never forget, no matter how hard you try. And the shit affect me so much, and I'm all love in my heart. Just hear me out and close your mouth and listen up, nigga.
We gon' make it, no matter what they think. Throughout the struggle and hard times, we gon' show them what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. And let's hustle, not stop grinding, working towards our destiny. We gon' make it, no matter what they think. Throughout the struggle and hard times, we gon' show them what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. And let's hustle, not stop grinding, working towards our destiny. See, they've been hating since the start. Before the music, when I was just a little loped out nigga with a lot of heart. I'ma grind, trying to make it meet. way before I ever dropped any vocals over a beat. Music always was my passion, but real support from those closest to me was something I was always lacking. At 13 in the studio for the first time, still brought heat for protection. A lost soul, but God always pushed me in the right direction. Even then my life was filled with many lessons, so I poured my heart out to the mic. Who knew I'd be in the presence of legends? Hard work, relentless grind, I said it all before. So many times I almost made it, cause I had one foot in the dough. Took that step back and got knocked down, but got back up again. And I'm going in harder, cause I'm destined to win. Much love and God bless to those that saw my vision and never turned they back. We gon' make it without a doubt, and you can quote me on that. We gon' make it, no matter what they think throughout the struggle. In hard times, we gon' show them what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. Endless hustle, not the grind, and working towards our destiny. We gon' make it, no matter what they think. Throughout the struggle, in hard times, we gon' show them what we can be. We gon' make it, no matter what they say. Endless hustle, not the grind, and working towards our destiny.
So that's all y'all got to be thinking about. You know what I'm saying? Whenever y'all do it, whatever y'all doing, man, we going to make it, man. We going to make it. Y'all, man, Smokey Corleone in the building. You know what I'm saying? We can about to hit this oak.
New message.
Hey, why aren't you answering your phone? I've been fucking calling you. I thought we had something real. Why are you acting like this with me? I don't know if I did something, but call me back.
Message marked for deletion.
And then bitches be like. And them haters be like. Excuse me, miss, but I didn't mean to break your heart. But you should have known this was gonna happen from the start. I'm a hustler, baby, and again, just don't wait. So wherever the paper take me, well, then that's my place. No hard feelings, I was really into you. But the money start calling me and I got kids to look after, boo. Don't fret, cause I'ma hit you from time to time. Not for no wine and dime, but so we can get in a little bump and grind. Smokers on the two and get elevated. Dealing with a nigga like me, get the average woman frustrated. Not cause I'm out there fucking around, but because that's what they think I'm doing when I'm chasing this money from town to town. Talking about who you waiting, all that type of shit. When I'm really out here just trying to stack these chips, I'm over it. So save those tears for your pillow, cause I'ma stay by my bump as I burn these Kush filled cigarillos. You want what you can't have, but this just ain't for you. Girl, I see you peeping me, but I can't be your boo. I'm committed to the game, so I'ma do what I do. I ain't gotta lie, so I'ma always hit you with the truth. You want what you can't have, but this just ain't for you. I can see you niggas hating, talking shit, but fuck you too. No love for you fuckboys, so I'ma do what I do. And that's the get in this money, as I give y'all the blues. Since a little nigga, I've been seeing these suckers hating, cause they didn't soak up game like I did from the OG. So for the streets, they never grab. Graduated. Niggas from my own hood wanted me clipped, but y'all some snakes and got what you had coming to you. Now ain't that some shit? My real niggas know what it is, but you fake niggas stay on my nuts. Pillow talking to your chick, talking and whispering about this, this and that and this. The reality is you're even more of a bitch than a bitch. Hating cause I'm making something of myself, while you're still stuck in the same but trying to figure shit out. Instead of being jealous, you should be taking notes. Instead of plotting on me, you should be trying to work with the low. But no, you choose to keep my name in your mouth, but they love smoke everywhere we go, so you're playing yourself. If I were you, I'd take a different route. Go end up speaking bad on me in front of the wrong nigga and get knocked the fuck out. Don't be mad at me, I'm just being real. I'm just telling it like it is. That's all I can do. You want what you can't have, but this just ain't for you. Girl, I see you keeping me, but I can't be your boo. I'm committed to the game, so I'ma do what I do. I ain't gotta lie, so I'ma always hit you with the truth. You want what you can't have, but this just ain't for you. I can see you niggas hating, talking shit, so fuck you too. No love for you fuckboys, so I'ma do what I do. And that's the get in this money, as I give y'all the blues.
them bitches be like. And them haters be like.
I hate to make this like sad story, but it's real. Cause this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal sense. I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like slavery's bad, slavery's bad, bad white. I mean, all right, let's stop.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts, so watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Now I done seen some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival. Get the hold of a rifle and he vowed to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ended up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need a drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I may get in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like, damn.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
And you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood. My girl Sweet Pea.
Shut up, baby.
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time.
listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning, JoJo talking gangster shit, King Scratch got the tables turning, Sweet P with that sweet voice, Mike Byer, Rolls Royce, mainstream, yeah, fuck them, True West Radio is my choice, reality and some real talk, no censors, nigga, call up, you got bars, you unsigned, need hype, yeah, call us, we keep it straight from 6 to 8, it's all love, no room for hate, hip-hop singing is our thing, it's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, man. We back in the building, man. We got our special guest, Smoke Cordillon. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to dapper the move, but I do want to say rest in peace to my nigga Gonzo and my nigga Dave. I just found out. I just got a text right now that one of my niggas, Dave, he died. You know what I'm saying? Boy, this is a crazy-ass year. I'm telling y'all, we back in the building, man. It's a crazy-ass.
Yeah, my condolences, man. My condolences.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Gonzo from the Conrads. I don't know if y'all know about the Conrads.
Yeah, he was from the Conrads that transferred over to the Carson. Yeah, I know him, man. And the crazy part about that, going back to that, it happened up there where Coca lives at. That's the crazy part. And we had the nigga on the show Friday.
That's why Coca was so fucked up when he was on there.
Yeah, I see now. Because I talked to him yesterday, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Coca was fucked up because, you know, his son had just talked to Gonzo. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Ah, that's some wild.
Yeah, man, but
rest
in peace to them brothers.
No,
yeah,
man. The
rest of hip-hop heaven and heaven is everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to keep it pushing.
Yeah, we got to keep it pushing for them, man. You know what I mean? Anyway, we get ready to get back to my man, Smokey Cordillon, man. I like them souls, man. They, you got it going on in the right places.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it, for real.
I got a question for you, though. My question is, I know you've been doing this thing even before we connected, and I just want to know how many actual projects that you got out right now, and how many new projects that you got in play, and artists and things and shows and all that, if you can break it down. And
yes,
let them know.
Well, I got projects that are currently out that I'm featured on. There's 5. That are under the Block Life Entertainment umbrella. We got 6 because we've got, of course, yours, the Boss Player, West to Death, part of that. But yeah, I have an album called West Coast Resurrection. I released that back in like 2013. Then we have an album, myself and the homie K Glock put out an album called Smoking Glock. That came out about, we released it originally 2013, but we re-released it in 2015 because we had a make some changes and make things a little bit better. So we released it, okay? And then we got Young Hit. We got his album, My Life, My Story. Then I have an EP called Rise and Grind, The Prelude, which is really supposed to be like the right before my album that I'm working on right now, which is Late Nights, Early Mornings, The Life of a Hustler. But that kind of got pushed back a little bit because we got other things we wanted to work on, you know? So, and then the last project we released before yours is Smokey Cordillon Presents Block Life Shit Volume 1. Originally, that was supposed to be a compilation with a lot of different people, but, you know, without being disrespectful or petty or anything, a lot of people kind of played, you know, you send them songs and then they just kind of lagged on getting on it, so basically the whole, it ended up just basically being a Smokey Corleone and Young Hit project.
No, put their ass on blast. Put their ass on blast.
Yeah.
There's
too many to name, you know, because, you know,
no, you ain't got to name them all. Just say it was a bunch of motherfuckers who fell the fuck off. Because I had a whole team of niggas and all them motherfuckers was gone.
Yeah. And we were going to get Mr. Boss Player on this one, but we weren't able to. But we did have him do a little intro to our song, Being On.
I love that song and the video type. But yeah,
that video was popping. Yeah. I mean, I'm underground, so I hit 100K views on that one. So I was pretty damn happy about that shit. But yeah, he did the intro for the song on the album. But yeah, now it was supposed to be more of a compilation, but like I said, it ended up just being me and Hit. Oh, and you know, I do got my boy K Glock on that shit too. We have a song with K Glock on there. Who else we got on there? We got a Nocturnal on a song on there too. And
yeah,
that's all that I can think of right now. If I'm forgetting somebody, I apologize in advance. You know,
it's all good. Well, check this out. Why don't you give everybody your information where they can find you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Whether it's Instagram, Twitter, all that, you can Smokey _ Corleone. So Smokey, Smokey _ Corleone. And then if you find me on Instagram, I mean, you find that account, you'll find the Block Life Entertainment and the Block Life Clothing Company. IG is connected with that too, because I have the little clothing line. And then we have the one that's my Smokey Corleone one's more kind of everything. I do promoting on there, but I be, you know, posting shit with my kids and just different shit day to day, you know. I usually start every day with some morning scriptures, and then, you know, from there, just whatever I want to post. But the Block Life Entertainment, that one's strictly the music and the label and the clothing line. Same thing with the Block Life Clothing Company. That's like the clothing line, but, you know.
Oh,
you can find me on any of those.
Got any shows coming up?
Yeah, we do got a show coming up. We got August 28th? With you, Mr. Box Player. Yeah, we got
I will be in the building.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. For the Music Is My Life hip hop show and networking party at the Green Turtle, August 28th.
Exactly.
With the Alcoholics and many more motherfuckers doing the damn thing. You feel me?
I will be in that motherfucker.
Hell yeah. You better be.
Can't wait to see you there.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm gonna be there for sure.
I'm being there showing the fuck out. That's what's gonna happen. Don't put me on no turntables. Don't none of that.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna have him in it all depends on how the show actually go and you know, run or whatever, but I don't know, I'm gonna probably see like a 5-minute battle between him and Shockwave real quick just to see. Not to say that's some shit I gotta have on everything, because that's like, you know, both of you guys are up in age, both of y'all DJ. I know you and I know him, so I'm like, fuck it, nigga. I just thought of this right now, but go ahead. I ain't want to talk too much, man.
I will battle anybody.
I'm just saying, I just want to see like a 5-minute battle real quick or something.
That's gonna be a sight to see for sure. So
hell yeah, I'm gonna do that. Watch on everything, But go ahead. So what other shows you got? And basically, like you said, you already said where you can find your music or your videos, your YouTube, and all that.
Yeah.
And
So we got that Music Is My Life, and then September 18th, we're doing a. Even though we've already released it, we're going to do the Mr. Boss Player album release party, along with I Am That I Am, if I'm correct.
I'm going to just do a release with my niggas, man, and, you know, just to have some fun and put it out there. It's already in stores now, but I'm going to just do a little something and call it a day and get drunk and fucked up with my real ones and keep it going in the game, man, independently on a heavyweight level.
Yeah. Well, check this out. We got this one more song. It's called Voices. Tell us about Voices. Because I'm hearing voices in my head for some reason right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Voices. And that song is just about, basically, you know, it's just the shit you be thinking when, you know, people be trying to do you dirty and life is coming at you crazy. And, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to see the video, but pretty much everything in that video is true. You know, we kind of had it a little bit, certain little things. You can't put everything in a music video, but yeah, it's just, you know, being set up, being, you know, trying to, people trying to take me out, feeling like I'm losing my mind, and then people just getting mad because you know, you're doing something, you know, like, let me just touch on this little situation real quick. We'll take it back a little. Remember the MySpace days, you know, towards the end of the MySpace era, there was, you know, you used to be able to put your little player, your music on there and all that type of shit. So, you know, I had some songs on there, you know, of course, you know, still trying to come up, you know, just trying to get myself out there. But, you know, niggas in the hood be thinking that you big because you got some shit online. So they kind of got a little mad and a little jealous and, you know, try to pull some funny business. But, you know, it kind of came back at them, but, you know.
I understand.
You know, shit. But shit like that, you know.
I understand 1,000%. Because, you know, hey, look, check it out. I show you my bank account, so I really ain't doing nothing too damn big. I'm just making sure I'm staying afloat. So y'all don't be thinking that a motherfucker sitting up there with, you know, $1 million around his motherfucker. If I had $1 million, I damn sure wouldn't be on True West Radio. That's for sure. I will let y'all know. So go on and introduce Voices, man.
Yeah, this is Voices, produced by Ross Smooth. Ross Smooth on the hook. But this is also off that Black Light shit, Volume 1. Like I said, it's kind of a short song. Or I don't say short song, it's a normal length song, but all my verses, because I, you know, had to touch on things on each verse a little bit. So the verses are not like full 16. It was a little bit different. Usually everything I do is usually a 16-bar verse, and then the hook, you know, the standard.
Yeah, that's right.
But, but this one was a little shorter, but, you know, I try to make sure I spoke enough about every situation that I'm talking about on each one of those verses, and, you know, just...
And that's, you know, what's
that was pretty much it. Just, you know...
Okay. Well, y'all, man, Smokey Corleone, man, check it out, man. If you're online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know, if y'all got some questions or whatever, we're getting into the top of the hour, so we're going to open up the lines, and everybody going to jump in, and we're gone, and y'all, whatever the hell y'all want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Since Donald Trump is gone, we ain't got too much shit to talk about. But here we go, Smokey Cody Ho, Voices. I'm just thinking because I be hearing voices in my head. No, it's only one voice I hear in my head. And it's itchy. It's itchy because it's scratchy and it's itchy. Itchy is a motherfucker. Itchy always get me put in jail.
No,
scratchy is always a motherfucker to be like, hey, Itchy, you got to calm that shit down, bro. All right. Anyway, Voices. Here we go, Smokey Corleone, let's go.
Roll Smooth with a bang.
I've been trying to chill and take it easy, but these niggas, they don't make it easy. They don't want to see me getting rich. They just want to see me dead. All these voices in my head, 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 all these voices in my head.
The as a youngster, been on the paper route, up all night gripping my pistol tight, cause niggas quick to try and take you out. Big no love, always told me, watch your homies, cause they the first to switch up on you when you start getting a little money. My nigga been gone for a while now, but I still hold on to what he taught me, cause survival's a must more than ever now. It's one thing when you're young on the block, throwing up the hood, acting a fool, hold everything when you're trying to live, cause now you got something to lose.
I've been trying to chill and take it easy, but these niggas, they don't make it easy. They don't wanna see me getting rich, they just wanna see me dead. All these voices in my head now, all these voices in my head, all these voices in my head.
Respect women, but if that was some scandalous bitches, guess it's all part of the game in this cold world that we live in. Set me up to get shot, and not over some banging shit, all cause niggas mad that I'm making music and people feeling it. Or like back when I fucked this bitch and I didn't know she was taking it. She felt guilty cause later they came at me with guns blazing. Yeah, I did what I was supposed to, couldn't let that go. If niggas ain't trying to clip me for some money, they trying to clip me over a hoe.
I've been trying to chill and take it easy, but these niggas, they don't make it easy. They don't wanna see me getting rich, they just wanna see me dead. All these voices in my head now, all these voices in my head, all these voices in my head.
Do. They hating on what I've done, they hating cause everywhere I go I get hella love. They hating cause of where I've been and cause of what I've seen. They hating cause I'm pushing this red and blue makes green. Jealous of my motivation to stay grinding. Jealous cause no matter how grimy shit gets, I stay shining. That ain't finna change cause I can't stop till I see that light. They hating cause I'm out here and I stay pushing that line. Block life.
I've been trying to chill and take it easy, but these niggas, they don't make it easy. They don't wanna see me getting rich, they just wanna see me dead. All these voices in my head now, all these voices in my head, all these voices in my head.
Bread and you can't get it from me. Break bread and you can't get it from me. Break bread and you can't get it from me. Break bread and you can't get it from me. Break bread and you can't get it from me. Break bread and you can't get it from me. Break bread and you can't get it from me. Break bread and you can't get it from me. Hold your breath till you blew in the face, just in case you forget to stay in your place. One time you used to fuck with the best, and that's me. The old man can't rock, nigga watch and see. I say we, not I don't want the whole thing, I just want my share of the pie. Hope to y'all greedy as hell, won't pay for shit, and want a free beat as well. No, it's all over, nope, it's a wrap. Yeah, my West Coast not caught up in the trap. Yeah, my shit's slapping like a wall. We got shit locked down, strike three, penitentiary wall. For the homies, I'm down for the cause, and that's real. Put your chips on the table, and we could always deal. They say the best things in life are free. Break bread, or you get nothing from me, nigga. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Who got the power? Who say they the man? Who say that they cool, but they can't keep a fan? Never had a chance, so they never had a hit. Don't know the beat, so they can't tell me shit. One man band, one stop shop. Fish out of water, watch the ass flop. Standing on the top, looking down at you haters. I'm saying goodbye, don't see you later. Wanna make breakfast, but don't have the skill. Slow wall effect, rolling fast downhill. Fuck how you feel, your competition is none. Before you got started, you was done. Y'all do this shit for fun, I do this shit to make ends meet. Not the play when I drive up and down the street. Don't let the niggas do your shit for free. Break bread, or you get nothing from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break bread, or you can't get it from me. Break
can't get it from me. Break bread, you can't get it from me. Break bread, you can't get it from me.
There's actually no comparison from what we did to what's going on now. There's no comparison, period. There was no internet. You had to sell units, and people had to buy your units for you to go platinum. Guess what? Platinum's about to be over. Gold is about to be over because of what's going on today. That's the difference between now and then. There's no more platinum, y'all. Just letting y'all know, platinum is over. So if you ever think about going, you're never going platinum. That's real spit, because nobody can keep up with the downloads.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
It's not just where I'm from, it's a lifestyle to me. I represent West Coast, South Central, LAC. In this industry, before some order started walking, straight to state before some order started talking. Call me Icon King, scratch fingers twisted. Prince on the record or a microphone fisted. Enlisted in this game with my intentions to win. The West Coast been off the map for more than 10. Because they don't believe in us. Putting us down cause we cuss. Driving by, they continue to bust. Artists out of town coming up off that bullshit. Every season 1, 2, 3 is making hits. Quit, I can't deny it. Sesame Street kids to buy it. We make songs that might start a riot. It don't matter, this is West forever. Any other place, I'm just scared of the weather.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
Been around ever since the West started popping. Gangsta music and the East was hip hopping. Taboo to put bad words on the song. Self-destruction said we was doing rap all wrong. Now everybody's doing things we already done. Everybody wants to bang, everybody got the gun. Do what you do, but the West said it first. If we wasn't blackballed, things would be a lot worse. No new artists getting deals over here. Went from first place to bringing up the rear. A whole nother year, same faces in the game. Killer West, A&R, they the ones we got to blame. Because they want us sounding like somebody else. Sound like them other artists instead of being like ourselves. We might get paid if we rap like the South. I'm not trying to business on the West out my mouth.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
5 times the man, 10 times the artist. Call me Man of Steel, let's see who's the hardest. You softer than your mommy's breast, trying to rep the West. Sent to prison but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, skills unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989, I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Why would you step cause there's shit on the ground? It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your pizza. 401, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble when you see me throw a two, I thought you knew.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at,
Yeah. True S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired of them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Turn the
Lamborghini Mercy.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back in this motherfucker. With my man, Smokey Corleone, man. I love it, man. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Smokey! Smokey!
I appreciate that, for real, for real, for real.
Hey, I woke up and I was in a pigeon coop. Chicken coop. Fuck the shit. Hey, we got my man Mr. Everywhere in the building.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? That look like, is that Foxy?
Yo, I missed y'all Friday, man. I had surgery.
What's going on?
Man, I'm here, man.
Nah, I'm on it. What's up, Mr. Gary Ware? What's
up? How y'all doing?
Scratch everybody. Sweet pea. What up? Yeah, we got the open line now. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got Foxy. We got 86 up in here. We got JoJo Low, True West. You know what I'm saying? And we got my boy Mix Master Z up in here. Okay. Open line. So I don't know if y'all got questions for my man or not. If not, shit, let's talk about some shit. Somebody about to get put in time out though.
Well, that ain't me, so don't look this direction.
Man, I'm over here smoking weed, man. I'm chill.
Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? I was just looking for this blunt, and I can't find that motherfucker.
Shit happens when you're high.
Shit happens when you ain't high.
True that. You ain't lying about that.
Well, I'm about to get high as a motherfucker.
Yeah, man, this Cali weed ain't no joke.
Man, I got, oh, there go.
For real on that ass. But I might as well just say something, man, since we in the open room and conversation real quick. I mean, right now you got a lot of good things going on far as what you're doing, man, and I really got to appreciate you. I know these people don't really know you, but I've been knowing you, man, for quite some time and shit, man. And every time, you know, we talk, you know, we know what's up. But I'll tell you one thing, man. I really appreciate you, man, and bringing me aboard to your company and to the things that you're doing, because I have my own thing going on, too. And for you to just still be solid, man, and you know, one of the few legit motherfuckers is still out here, man, because everything is plastic and saturated and all type of shit. So I just have to say, man, thank you, dog. You know what I'm saying? And looking forward to keep this good thing going, man. Umbrella under brother, you know what I'm saying? And making the game happen with real people, man. That's why I say, and I don't want to take too much time talking, but I was just sitting here thinking, because I'm listening to Scratch's song, and he said some shit in there, and I'm like, okay, but it brought me back to the moment, and I don't want to, like, bring it up again and again, but it's just how funny how God works things out, man, because this cat right here, like, showed me the DJ side of things. But who, okay, let's say, yeah, that happened, which really true happened, but who would just know or think or ever, like, really, like, be like, damn, I end up working with this dude later on in life or running back into this individual later on in life. Like, that shit is, like, rare to happen to people. Not saying that it don't happen, but I'm saying it's very rare. Because, you know, but people move on or they die, get married, you know, all that other shit and whatever. They do other things. But who would think that us, me and him, growing up and going to the same school, he already doing his thing, but I want to learn what he do. So he taught me a little something with a couple other people. So just to get a chance to fuck with him later on in life, that shit is crazy, man. And that's why I said I was still thinking about this shit. Like, here I go again. Later on in life, fucking with this nigga again. But
Smokey,
it's good, though.
Smokey don't know the story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know he don't. I'm going to tell him the story.
Yeah, but, you know,
after we get off the show. But,
yeah, but I mean, you know, the thing about it is, it's one thing that's good about good people. Good people don't burn bridges.
Word. Yeah, that's, you know, what I'm saying about with him. He ain't never burned no bridge with me.
Good people
and
don't burn bridges, because you fuck around, you burn bridges, it's hard to cross. You know what I mean?
Man, because you never know when you might need to go back.
You never know when you have to go back across that bridge. And a lot of people, what people don't know is, nigga, this is a small-ass world.
Man.
People fuck around and think that they done, if you was a doing dirty-ass nigga, you don't think you gonna run across the motherfucker that you did dirty to?
No. Right.
Karma.
Right.
Comes back.
Karma comes back like a motherfucker.
Man, I was just speaking on some shit to some other people about somebody that I'm dealing with right now. They just don't know the karma about to hit their ass so hard, boy.
Man, and it's the whole thing about it is, no matter how bad, if somebody do me something wrong, I want to go and blast their ass. 9 times out of 10, they going to get blasted themselves because I'm not the only one that they did some dirt to. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. And I agree with you on that. And not to take away from what you're saying or nothing like that, it's that I was telling my boy, like, man, he said, yeah, I know you could do the fuckery, BP. I was like, yeah, you know I can. But, and if I do, I don't want that to reverse to me. So what I'll do is, I could go do all the G shit, all the fuckery shit to this person. But I said, nah, I'm over here winning, low key.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let God do you, you know, how he sees fit. Because he could tear your ass up more better than I can. So I let him do with that.
And just
keep it pushing.
You know what's crazy? Because no matter what, because if God don't get in my will, but it'll probably be 10 years down the line, I just see that motherfucker somewhere. That motherfucker, he could be a preacher. I said that the other day. He could be a preacher. He could be up there going, praise the Lord. And 10 years later, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to give him something hot.
So you gonna play? Hey, Lord, all right, motherfucker. Nah,
Lord ain't gonna help you right now, man.
But you gonna see him in a minute. That's what I promise you.
You getting ready to see that nigga in a minute? Because you know, I'm gonna just tell you. I mean, my mom's always told me about revenge. You know, she's like, son, she said, revenge ain't gonna do nothing but put another strike on your back. I'm going, well, my, this motherfucker did me wrong. Nah, I didn't say motherfucker to my mom. I never cussed my mom, you know what I'm saying? But I say I said that The dude did me wrong. So what the heck am I supposed to do? He should let God have him. But
that's
that ain't
what I say, man.
That ain't to say if I see this nigga at the gas station, it ain't gonna go down.
I just put it to you like this, Scratch, and this is real talk. Even though the Father says vengeance is mine, but, and also it says in the other part of the scripture is that he don't like no punks either. So the only way that that can really go into play like that is like you don't look for the funk. But if the funk comes to you, then it's only right for you to defend yourself by all means. So if you happen to kill that nigga by him fucking with you, God ain't gonna get mad at you because he already know what he was on. So he gonna be like, yeah. He gonna be like, yeah, you got his ass.
Hey, bro.
And I'm gonna take care of him, but I'm gonna spank your ass too a little bit. But I got him.
Hey,
so
boss,
he ain't going to trip on you as much. Go
hey,
ahead.
Boss, I was born on Christmas, so I got a pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, well, you know, I'm just saying, man, I don't know. It just, God just does what he wants with individual
yeah.
things and certain things. Look, but
everybody got...
Somebody, the karma is real.
You have to throw that shit in the dirt. I'm just bullshitting with y'all because...
Yeah. No, I'm just saying...
It's a couple of people that I might have to just pass out on. You know what I mean? If I ever seen them again.
Man, I was just telling another homie that shit today, man.
You know Jesus
yeah.
is watching you.
Yeah, I got the Jesus pass. No.
That's cool, man. So, you know, I guess I got another pass or something because I'm a December 18th. So, I don't know. I guess I got a URI pass then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of close. So, you all right. You good.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's not about, and listen, I want everybody out there in the radio world to know that it's not about revenge, because you know anybody that do you wrong always, it's something always go bad for them.
It's always every single time. You ain't gotta do
every
nothing.
Single time. Even when
that's
I was out
I said,
there
I ain't got
going
a
wild, when I was going out there, when I was out there going wild, I had to pay my dudes, basically, it's basically like, all right, you was out there fucking up, and I got punished for that. I got punished for all the stuff that I did back in the day.
Right, that's the karma.
That's the karma.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to get re-punished.
Hell no.
For nothing.
That's why I say I barely kill a fly. But I will if I have to, but it ain't like,
I'm
going to just go kill flies
fuck,
today.
I will
nah,
fuck
you can't do it like
up.
That.
If the fly ain't paying no rent, if the fly ain't paying no rent, I'm going to fuck him up.
You stupid. Now I'm just simply saying the simple shit, man, you know.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I'll say this, though, and if I'm lying, I'm lying, I guess. If I'm lying, if you think about this. There's two things that God guarantee you in this world. One, you're going to come here. Two, you guys going to go. The second part to that is whatever you do here is going to come back to you, either good or bad. But there's a repercussion on either side. But you have the choice to do pick which one you choose to fuck with. And that's
you
it. So people don't understand that shit. And, you know, they take... They make it in the reverse.
This is the thing. You're going to live and you're going to die. Those are the two things. But if you're a dumbass in the middle, that means you can speed up the process and die.
Oh, yeah. On the bullshit. Yeah. Of course.
Right or wrong.
That's automatic. That's yeah. automatic. That's automatic. But, you know. And you just got to, that's just what it is, man. So what I was saying in reference to me, I'm going through some shit with somebody right now. And I could do all type of shit. And all these people that know, they know this person too, like I know them. but they want to try to fuck me over and thinking it's cool.
And if you think about it too much, it's a possibility that you will go out there and do something stupid, and then you could make your motherfucking time on dying go down even more.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So what I mean, I'm upside down laying on my couch like a bat in a cage, chilling.
Hey, that's just what most people have to do. They have to understand your reaction. Because you know what my father used to say? My father would say, either you in control or you out of control. Right. So I'm like, okay, so what the fuck? I'm just supposed to sit up here and act like a bitch and let a motherfucker just take over, what the fuck, or say what he want to say, or it's not that. It's not that. When you become a man, or you become a grown woman, you have to overlook certain little things because you gotta look at your life. I'm over 50, so I'm not getting ready to put my years that I got left, nigga, in jeopardy. Now, if you come fuck with my family.
That's why I say, man, I'm just chilling, man, because I already know what I can do. And I'm not taking nothing away from that individual either. But I ain't even got to go there because I already know what it is for you. And then I help you get some shit to try to get right. And you still do the book. Wait, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. I help this person get something to do greater good. And you still try to fuck me at the back end. And I'm trying to help you get something good. So now the tables is turning.
And you in the same boat as everybody on this motherfucking radio station right now. I guarantee you.
And I'm like
everybody,
tripping.
I guarantee you, everybody on this motherfucker is in the same position that you are in.
I'm gonna tell you
something else. But everybody is on the goddamn radio station. So therefore, up until this point, we done did everything we supposed to do the right way.
Yeah, pretty much. Cause I'm just chilling, man, and everything been going good as of late, and it's gonna get greater in a minute. So I'm cool.
I'm gonna put it to you like this.
I'm gonna be well off in a minute.
It was some motherfuckers that robbed me once before. I want to kill them motherfuckers when I see them, cause they never got caught for robbing me. Second of all, it's a whole lot of people that did some other shit that I just had to let go. Let go as bad as I didn't want to. It wasn't nothing deep enough in order for me to go and do something that I'm gonna get a third strike on. First of all, I'm really
trying. Yeah, I got one, nigga, so I ain't trying to add to the next two. Even though that shit don't really fall into play like that no more, but I ain't trying to get striked out, nigga. Fuck all
that. I got two strikes. So the next thing I do, you have to fuck with my family.
Yeah. It gotta be real awesome and serious.
Somebody real close to me.
Like it ain't no way other out but this type shit for a nigga to go there. Right. I got it. I get it.
I'll tell you one thing. The best thing sometimes is doing nothing at all, because it drives a motherfucker crazy to not be able to tell what you thinking or what you about to do or if you upset. And I found that out just from being the person that I am. Because people be like, oh, you're so laid back. Oh, you're so quiet. Oh, you're so cool, calm, collected. I'm like, nah, nigga. I just smoke the blunt, so I don't.
I ain't no killer,
fuck
but
y'all
don't
niggas
me.
Up. Before I came here, I smoked the blunt because I knew. You know what I was about to walk into. And you just don't let people see your emotion. They'll drive themselves crazy. Like they'll lose their mind
right
in the street somewhere.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I told Boss that. I told him, whenever, if anybody think that you're going to do something, do the opposite of what They
you
think you
usually do.
And that will drive a motherfucker more crazy than anything.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Hey, you did tell me that though. You did tell me that. Damn sure did. A couple of times already.
If you do the opposite,
and then my other boy told me
do.
Some shit. So I was like,
if a motherfucker say, look, big, that nigga about to go off right now. And then you don't go off, you be like, all right, that should be beating your motherfucking ass in the inside. But that be whipping their ass in the inside.
Word. Yeah, and she right, and you right, and my boy right. Sure. He just told me,
what up?
You know,
what
like,
up?
Act hey, like ain't
you
shit happened.
You
know?
Where you going?
Hood day.
Oh, see, my hood day passed, but maybe that might be cool. Wait a minute, hold on. This is tomorrow, the third. All right. Hey, 3 days?
Ah, you know it. Three's moving.
Hey, Trey, nah, man, but that's just
know,
what it is.
They probably wouldn't want me over there, even though I know a lot of them motherfuckers. Where they go at Trey day at? Where they go at Trey day at?
In the hood. That is important.
What time you trying to go?
I gotta show up because you know the homie. Rest in peace.
Oh, I know. But look, what time you gotta go? What time you trying to go?
I'm not going out there until about 12.
I don't know. We'll talk about it in the AM. But look, though. Hey, look. It's one thing I want to say, man. Smokey Corleone, I'm glad you're hanging around, man.
Oh, for sure. So, chilling.
Yeah, man. This is what we do in the last hour. We just talk about random shit. I'm going to play some more tracks. You know what I'm saying? If you need some tracks, you know what I'm saying? You came to the right place. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I want to request, though.
What?
I want to hear Cross the Line. Can I get that one?
Cross the Line? I don't know if I got that.
Yeah, you got it, nigga.
Oh, I see.
You got it off the Westies album.
Cross the Line.
Featuring myself, Lady Ice, and N1 Capone. Cross the Line, nigga.
I don't want to play that whack song. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, don't play it then. Don't play that one. You play the other whack song, West to Death, nigga, and let's really get G'd up, nigga.
I'm just fucking with you, man. God damn, don't. Nigga, don't shoot my dog. All right,
see, we were just talking about calming down, see? You got niggas start.
I'm fucking with you, man. I'm fucking with you. God damn. Niggas can't take a joke around this bitch?
Nah.
Right,
I'm good, man. I'm just over here chilling.
I
will
play.
Coming down, and he just turned up in like 2.3 seconds.
I know. I'm there. Hey. You know, I'm an easy. I turned up niggas easy like motherfuckers. They get lost in the sauce, though. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be like, what you say? I do that to myself every time. Like, get your whack ass music out of here. What? I just turned you up. All right, there you go. We're going to go West to Death. Then, let me see what I got to find out what the other song is. West to Death, man. This is the Westies, man. You know what I'm saying? Give us a call. 323-642-1597. We're going to get into a couple more joints. And then if I'm on my own balls, I'm probably going to play a couple of more of my songs, too. You know what I mean?
To the West Radio.
To West Radio, man. Monday. Let's go.
Yeah, West Texas in the building on my West nigga. West, you know what I'm saying? Straight LA, West Coast nigga. You better recognize
at the ground, be my motto. Couple solo bolo, travel alone, keep my year long. Stuff and stuff in here, the shit on dummy dots, and keep me living long. So I travel on, avoid nigga, my little pitfalls and traps. Keep these woolly liquors, ass bitches on bait, and out my business. Keep the strip strapping on my toes, hitting switches all alone, and I ride slow. G'd up, Mickey, Barry, James, down, still popping straight. I'm the stuck in the house you party when it's killed.
My baby, I gotta get this money, this shit right here ain't funny. Got so many women out there want me to live on a panty. So I'm rolling different designs, so fancy to do I'm driving. Cause for the lady, I just for me, you can drive. So stop coming at me with that bullshit, blind ass shit. If I had a dick, I'd make you fuck this shit. I ain't got time to spend my last time. I'll punch you in your face, cause a thug like me be on the grind.
Words on a track. Experience, that's the one thing most niggas lack. But rapping, GD dinners, and everybody love it. Stuck on one level and can never get above it. Extend my ladder, going higher than you ever grow. Producer with track and lyrics with a tight flow. Oh, not to say I'm a CEO, I made that. You in the Guinness Book for mixtapes with a platinum man. Don't try to hate me cause we do what we do. When you make a banging song, call a nigga when you through.
Dedicated just to make it, and I'm waiting for the breakthrough. Made to be the greatest, that's what I'm chasing. All I can say is we want it more than they do. More than they do. More than they do. We moving real fast and you moving real slow. Cause we want it more than they do.
Boss player, man.
Keep it true. press movement. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired of them whack dudes being your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, we back in this motherfucker. Mad Monday. Mad Monday. Everybody who got jobs, the motherfuckers, they had to wake up Sunday and be like, damn, I gotta go to work tomorrow. Well, all us who ain't got jobs, we just in this bitch. I'm just saying. For real, for real. Mr. Ball. And hanging on with us, man. Smokey Corleone, man. I appreciate that, man.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. Mr. Everywhere. Foxy somewhere in there, I think Foxy is up in there. 86.
Yes, sir.
Of course, we got Sweet Pea. We also got Mix Master C down there. I think he's just listening. And I reckon we got, is that Red Bobby in that mug?
All day long.
I knew that was you down there. What the hell's going on, man? Hey. This was a real hype show, man, and Smokey, man, it was a pleasure to have you on for real, man, because, you know, it was a lit show and you hanging around. You know, a lot of people, they go on and they get their interview and they get the hell up out of here.
Nah, no doubt. I appreciate y'all having me, though, for sure, for sure.
Oh, yeah, you're always welcome. Always welcome, and then just know that, you know, you can call back in anytime because we can really be playing your music on here. That's as well, you know what I mean? Some people, they don't call back, so I just delete their music. I'll be like, bye.
Yeah. For sure. I got some more music for you to check out, so you can pick and choose, you know, you guys give you a little bit of a different taste. That whole project's a little bit of everything, so.
Well, yeah, if it's cool, I'll write your number down and I'll hit you up.
Sounds good.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you need some tracks. Oh, if any of y'all need some tracks, come on. I'm a cheap date. I think I'm a cheap date. You know, especially with people I know. The people I don't know, that's who I be hitting. Now, I be trying to hit. I try to snatch their pocket right off their goddamn pain. Bam! Give me that.
Yeah.
I'm going to snatch your whole back pocket off if that's where your wallet is.
Bam! Give me that.
Give me that. I'm going to snatch your whole pocket off. But you know what I'm saying, it's good. See, when you know, people like yourself, Smokey, I don't want to say Smokey Cardone, that's too long. So, when you know, when you get people on the show, or you get people around and they real humble, you know what I'm saying? If you was an asshole, I'd be like, okay, he's an asshole. Hey, hey, look, Sweet Pea and Red Vali could tell you. Y'all remember the assholes that been on the show, what I told them?
Yeah.
Tell them, you say a lot of stuff, man. You say a lot of stuff.
Y'all don't remember the assholes that been on the show, and I just let them have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I seen you did that last week. What was that? BP was trying to take over the show. I thought I heard him today, too. Where is he at?
Yeah, BP right there.
I'm right here.
BP was on one last week. They had me crying and thinking about that dude since, was it Thursday or Friday?
I was on one, but I had to make a public apology to everybody.
Yeah, he did send an apology out, so you just missed that. But I might have tuned that shit up a little bit, but, you know, it's an apology, and we're not going to even have to go through that no more, because this is just something that we have to figure each other out. Hell.
I like BP, man. That's my homie, man. I like that dude, man.
I like BP, man. He's mine. Hey, I'll see. So who is that, Ali?
Yeah,
that's Rev Ali. Rev Ali. Okay, Mr. Ali. All right. I appreciate that,
Rev,
man.
Rev Ali, man.
Oh, Rev Ali. My bad.
I thought this nigga was trying to correct me about his own name.
Nah, I just said Mr. Ali, but I said Rev Ali on it. That's all. That's all I said.
Scratch over there trying to pick fights again, huh?
I'm not picking no fights, man. Y'all crazy.
It sounded like he was trying to be mentioned, but he really got y'all mixed up, though.
You know what I want to tell? I want to tell Smokey, other Ali, Buddha Ali. They got Zone 24 TV, you know what I'm saying? So I make sure that he get that, and he'll jump you on. Because I got all your videos, too. You send me your videos as well as your music.
So I'm
going to make sure that Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, get all of that. Wait a minute. Buddha might be in there. He might be in the box. Yeah, man. We're going to get it cracking. And then, too. Y'all got if y'all all on my Facebook, go and check out that new Los Angeles video. Oh, my God.
I just messaged you right now, too, a little bit ago.
It was cool.
I said, I see it.
Okay, well, we had an old Los Angeles, and we got a new Los Angeles.
Oh, well, I don't know. It was just when I seen it was at the beach.
Some shit like that. That's the new Los Angeles.
Okay,
they
got
you,
the old one too.
Yeah, we got the old one with the
LOSANGELES. I like both of them songs. Y'all need to push both of them. Have one of them marketed as the remix?
No, we just call it. You know, it's one Los Angeles, and the other one is called Los Angeles LAC. It's on my page.
Okay.
Yeah, LAC. We just put LAC on there.
I'm telling you, they both gon' go. And you know, people in the South love Anita Baker. The other one gon' go. When people hear it, they both gon' go. Because those are two tracks that people listen to very often. And people from all age groups know those two tracks that you use to make this song.
Because I used Anita Baker because that's what he wanted. I used Anita Baker. Don't be rapping. Anita Baker, and then we used Outstanding.
I know what you use. I'm old too.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm old.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people ain't as old as me, so some people be like, you know what Anita Baker is? You gotta Google her.
you know what? You need to disconnect them. If somebody call us in here and say that. I don't want to interview you if you don't know who Anita Baker is. Don't be the cat with the trap music. No, they know who she is.
Oh, yeah. Look, if you're a young motherfucker, millennial, as they call them motherfuckers, when your mama was cleaning up the house, she was playing Anita Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And she was playing the Gap Band. Unless your mama was just hood, so she probably was listening to N.W.A. and the Ghetto Boys. You know what I mean? So it depends on how old your mama is.
I'm like Doggy Style and the Ghetto Boys.
Hey, wait a minute.
So that's what was that, 93, 94, some shit like that?
Hell no, nigga, it was 70s, nigga. I'm talking about the great grandmamas used to play all that shit, nigga. They used to clean up the house, nigga, going, nigga playing, what was the goddamn song? Man, there's so many goddamn songs I got in my head. My mama used to play, clean
they
up one.
They was playing, that Blowfly. They was playing that Blowfly.
Boom, 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 boom. Dooga, 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 dooga. I saw a 65. Man, the motherfuckers played a whole lot of motherfucking old school shit.
I just played Al Green type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
oh, Al Green.
My grandma had my mom super young at like 16. So, but my mama was grown when she had me, but that had me like right dab in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't listen to from Doggy Style and Ghetto Boys to Boosie's Rubber Band and the Parliament and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I heard that song so many goddamn times. I could tell you all the words to it right now.
your mama must be like 53, 54 years old then.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
My son know every fucking old song ever. Cause sometimes I'll be forgetting songs and he'd be like, I'll be like, what song was Whoop the Whoop? And my son 34. And I'm going, what song was this? He go, oh, that was Parliament. That was Whoop the Whoop. Or that was Funkadelic, Whoop the Whoop. Or that was Bootsy, Whoop the Whoop. Nick, I was doing, when I did the Christmas song, I say, what's the name of the song I'm trying to get? And I told him, he's like, it's Sugar Plum Fairy. My son knows songs. Just me being his father and playing a gang of songs for him. And then when my father was alive, he was a jazz musician, so he used to always play a gang of songs for my son.
Y'all want to know what was my favorite time, though? New Jack Swing, because both of my parents was young. So that music, like, I remember when all of that shit came out.
I wish I had that motherfucker. We only got about 4 minutes.
What you call Wrecking Effect?
Yeah, we only got about 4 minutes. I wish I had it. I'll play that motherfucker for you.
You like that?
Yeah, I remember when the music started going into what it is now, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to be careful. Who is that, Sweet Pea?
All I want to do is do a boom, boom.
Yeah, you got to be cool with Sweet Pea. See, Sweet Pea. She young enough to be my daughter, so we got to watch what we say to the young lady, you know, out of respect.
Right. Hey, that's my sister. I talk to her just like my sister. Hey, look. Hey, Sweet Pea, did you see your mama and daddy dancing to that shit?
My mama, yeah. My daddy can't dance. he ain't a gangster, but he a nigga from the country, so, you know.
Hey, you know what the saying is, right? Gangsters don't dance, we boogie.
Yeah, basically.
So but that daddy can boogie then.
Yeah, he can boogie. You think your dad gonna go out there and start turning splits and shit? And they gonna be out there doing splits? Nigga, like,
yeah.
I seen James Brown do this, nigga. I
can
do it.
I can still do the bandstand. You know, I can still get it in with the bandstand.
You a goddamn lie.
Watch, you'll see. I'm doing the bandstand for you too.
I can't wait till you get out here. They gonna be like, hit that move you say you can do.
Yeah, you gonna get to see all these crazy but.
I'm like, nigga, that ain't nowhere the way I pictured it.
Mm-mm. I can still do the bandstand. I got it cracking now. I got a lumbar problem. My back messed up, so I'm going to have to practice.
Yeah, okay. Well, you practice, so when you get out of here, you can give me a goddamn sample of what you can do. That nigga, he going to come out here, I'm about to take his ass to the hospital. Just like some years dance. Like, nigga, you can't do that. I ain't gonna put that. Look, it's crazy because my granddaughter thought I was river dancing because I was standing behind the couch. She couldn't see my feet, but I just kept going up and down. She was like, "Papa, river dancing." I was just bouncing up and down, nigga, like. She was like, "Oh, Papa, I'm river dancing." I had my hands behind my back and shit the way you know they be doing it.
Yeah.
She thought I was over there fucking it up. Nigga, my legs wasn't moving, nigga. She just saw my goddamn body going up and down. Oh, yeah, that's just crazy. Well, man, we got about 1 minute left. Y'all don't hang up if y'all want to get in after hours. If y'all want to get in after hours, you only got about 35 seconds left. 323-642-1597. You better be dialing fast as fuck because after hours going on, it ain't going to be on the radio. It's just going to be a party line with us over here talking the shit. And we're going to see y'all again on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesday. Who's our guest? Well,
we got Benji the artist coming up this Wednesday night.
Benji
so
the artist.
Tune in.
Benji, she's gonna be on this motherfucker. True West Radio. We out.
There.
I told them motherfuckers don't hang up. Niggas is hanging up like a motherfucker. Even Boss hung up. I thought him don't hang up.
Oh, damn.
Well, I guess he just don't know the rules yet.
I have to cool him a little bit.
Oh, man.
That beat you was playing was banging on the way out. That sounded like the new Bataram.
Oh, well, I mean, I got beats forever.
That motherfucker was banging. That sounds like the new 2021 Toddy T.
Well, thank you. All y'all gotta do, you know what I'm saying? My cash app is $KingScrap. Go and shoot a new couple of dollars, and I'll make a nice one for y'all. All right, yeah. Gang of tracks. Tracks is nothing. sitting up here trying to talk to y'all motherfuckers is more toe up than everything. I'm like, goddamn, I gotta talk to these niggas for 2 hours.
Yeah, man, that's how we get to know one another, man. Yeah.
Well, I know y'all motherfuckers already. You know what I'm saying? That's all good life problems. Nigga, we only been doing this shit for 5 years. y'all just keep showing up, and we just keep getting to know each other better. You know what I mean? Shit.
That's how you do it, man.
Oh, I got tracks like a man. You want to hear some more tracks? Nigga, I got tracks. Watch this. Ooh-wee. You can be high as this all day.
That shit go hard.
You get high of that shit all day. All right, here you go. Let me go. Look at that shit. Ah, that's Bob Horn type of shit. All right, can I get 1,000?
That right there. That make me want to, you know, go out there and put on one of my, you know, Mexican hats. You know what I'm saying? Let them know where it's at. Walking down one of them long streets, man. Let them know.
You ain't hear nothing. I should have let it keep playing until you heard the hook.
I can see the video of me dodging the bull when it come at me at the corner.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I got tracks. That's fantastic. We did a song off of that, but everything for sale.
That sound like a movie soundtrack right there.
That sound like the
new $6 million man, Steve Austin.
Man, I tell you what, it don't even matter if two people use the same track because it's all people almost never be the same about the same group of people.
I just play them in the background. Nobody don't know what they're playing no attention.
Hey, King Scratch, I'm about to head out because this phone's about to die on me right now. So.
All right, go on, do your thing, bro. It's just a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
I appreciate you having me on, though. I appreciate it.
I got your number. I got your number. I'm going to send you a text. I don't know what you need. Whatever you need, I got it. Hold on.
I don't know whichever you need. I mean, whatever it is, you know, I got it.
I gotta shoot 86 a couple of new joints. All right. I ain't got to trap that shit out. I try to do something different to where it won't be like too trappy, too west, too east. I just try to do something different just so when motherfuckers hear, they be like, damn, that is different. I just want to make it different. That's all. Some of the right, some people already got. I just letting all the people what we dare do.
What is it called?
But it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't too west. I've been trying not to put too much west on this shit.
Why I mean, that almost kind of sound like, you know, down south.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's how
the Busta Rhymes beat right there.
This is my shit, man. This is that. Coronavirus came out, I said I'm gonna do Blame It on the Alcohol, and I was sitting in here making it myself. Going, he was like, "Dad, you making Blame It on the Alcohol?" I like, "Yep,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
already. You did a good job with that. You did that.
I'm back. It's a whole lot of other songs that I made in the other computer. I just can't, it ain't online, so I can't play them. Oh, maybe I can.
I can't remember who that was on here with me, though, when you said, when you told us you did that. I know I was tripping. We was both tripping, whoever it was. I was like, no, you ain't do that. Hell no.
I'll be back at all kind of shit. You know, it's crazy because I just don't want to, I don't want to get it to where we fuck around and niggas try to sue us, even though I say sue me in the morning. You know what I mean? I always say that. I mean, like, sue me in the morning. Fuck it, nigga. If I'm going to make your shit over, if you mad, just be mad. Fuck it.
I'm about to say, they don't sue you unless you rap over it, huh?
No, they only sue you if you make money off of the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers sit up there, you can make they song over. And see, even that new Los Angeles that I did, it's like the dude that made the motherfucking song. We just gave that motherfucker some money, and that was it. That's the outstanding one. You know, the outstanding one, that was something totally different. When we did the Anita Baker one, we paid the Anita Baker, and that was it. You know? I mean, of course, there's some other little shit that we have to give them if the song blow the fuck up. But considering the fact that we just dropped the video a few days ago, it's almost like 10,000 hits already on, like, a whole lot of different platforms. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But this was the old one. Let's see. I turn it down.
I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to something that means so much to my heart.
Man, that was the old one.
You watched me grow from a boy
that's
to a man.
That's the one I had with Anita Baker.
You see me laugh.
Huh?
You see me cry. You always
I like that one.
My heart. I love you, Los Angeles.
Been a long road to try to bubble, but still a struggle to try to make it in this rap game. That be my hustle and I die trying. Still inside, I'm still crying. Thinking back on what they told me, the motherfuckers was lying like TNT. You nice, you got the skills to blow, but them niggas are straight hating, you feel me? Really though, I done seen it all, done it all for many years. I done poured out a little liquor for Tupac and Big. Rest in peace to two pioneers of rap. So let's all bow our heads and give them a soul clap.
So that was the first one. You know, it was a little bit more mellow, but then the other one is more, it sounds like outstanding. Yeah.
I like them both, but that first one, it's the one for me. But like I said, I'm from the South, so you know, we like stuff a little bit slower. But
oh, yeah,
I
yeah,
like
yeah.
Both.
So what you trying to say, y'all? Y'all people from down south is slow.
Okay, see, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to chime in on that one. Boy, if you don't throw that goddamn phone away right now,
I was just kidding, bud.
I'm gonna do you like we did both Claire the other day.
I was just playing, man. Come on. Where y'all since you were at? Nah, but, I mean, shit. I'm, nigga, the older I get, the slower the shit I like more than anything. I be like, ooh, that's just banging. Nigga,
well,
when I was younger,
down
when I was younger,
here, you actually hear Anita Baker's Angel on the radio more than you hear Outstanding. Just in general, if you go to the older station and
oh, yeah.
If you listen to like, if well, I don't know you, but if anybody listens to music from down south, they have a lot of those samples in it from the ballad, I guess I
right.
should say.
Right.
Some people are slow. They think slow means slow.
I understand what you're saying. They got them slow joints. That's if you bang. Y'all dance
but
different.
But I think they will both go. Seriously, I think they will both go at the same time if enough people heard them because they both just that good equally to me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. The thing about it is I think that, I don't know. It seems like you say, people with the sound, they love that slow little groove, you know what I mean? And people out here, they like faster grooves, but then they starting to get older, so they starting to slow the grooves down. But the Los Angeles, I mean, the other version, that shit is more just throw your hands up type of shit versus the one I was just playing. So it's just like two different things, you know. I love them both, you know, but, you know,
you know
it's like.
It's not that slow. It's kind of like of in between ballad and mid-tempo, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference with it. But I just love Anita Baker. Now, I love the gap band too, but, like, even me, I listen to Anita Baker every day personally. But if you turn on the old school station,
They play that shit. They every day. They play it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Now, don't give me tagging, girl. I got that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll
give you. Nah, I can't fuck with it. I was trying like a mover, but I give up. All right, man. Well, check this out, man. I'm going to get with y'all on Wednesday. I don't know. I think what I think I'm going to do is try to start doing it depending on what my schedule looks like. I think we're going to go back to 5 days a week because, shit, it don't make no sense for me to pay for this shit, and we ain't even on the air. So I don't know. We might be back on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to keep it everything the way it is. But I think I'm going to start doing it the whole week. It was a whole lot easier when Have Love was in here helping me. And I could just walk around and do all the shit I got to do around here. But I think that, I think tomorrow, I think we're going to start just going back. We do tomorrow. We just going to do it the 5 days a week. Fuck it. I'm going to try to see if I can do it.
I would say don't put too much work on yourself, seriously. And another thing, you could do one of them days, you could make it like an hour show. They don't all have to be 2 and 3 hours and stuff. And then, I mean, you got people that love to talk. You can give them a whole day where they could just talk.
Right.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is
I'm not going to
exhaust myself and still be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But I think that, you know, we might be doing some Tuesdays and Thursdays. It'd just be us on there, and we're just going there and be crazy. Like I said, when it came down to Boss, I'm just trying to get this nigga a chance. And, you know, that nigga only got one time to cut himself. You know what I mean? Another time to cut himself, brother.
I don't think he's doing bad, honestly. I think, though, when he go back and he listen to the shows, and he'll understand. Like, if he listen to the other ones and he listen to it tonight, it sounds different. And I still need some help with the cues from, you know, y'all. But at the same time, it was still better. And it was easier to get in. Like you said, y'all got a question? Yes, I do. You know, and I went ahead and I said something. So that was a good cue. Because another thing, too, that I was trying to tell him, there is a slight delay on this phone. And we all know that. But the more of us that are on here, the longer the delay is in between each person. So,
yeah, because I had my house phone on, and I didn't pay my phone bill, so I was sitting up here, and every time I called on this phone right here, my cell phone, that motherfucker was cut off. I'm like, fuck. And then I looked over, and I went to the thing, I played the song, and I had to go up and pay my phone bill, because this motherfucker was not working. So I was calling from the house phone. And the house phone was almost dying. So I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, both of these phones, just I can't call from this phone. And the house phone is dying.
Sure, it's going to work. The only thing I would say, though, only suggestions is maybe start a couple topics at the beginning with everybody else so that when it's time to bring them in, they won't be lost. And, you know, the line be they clear or they didn't click over or something like that, so they'll still have a cue. And sometimes it be kind of hard to ask the people questions because I don't know them at all, and I ain't never heard their music. So sometimes I might ask a question after I heard the music, just depending on.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
that's cool. That's cool. Well, you know, yeah, we could do that, you know, because I'm lost in the sauce. My goddamn self, I'll be lost like a motherfucker. I'll be like, okay, what am I going to say next? Because I'll be sitting over there trying to grab that beer and motherfucker, I'll be doing a CD cover or something at the same time. And like I said, mm-hmm. it was easier when Head was around and Head would, you know, play most of the music. I could do all kind of shit. So I'd be trying to multitask at the same time. I'd be like, all right, damn, that song is like 3 minutes. Let me go over here and do this shit real quick. Ooh. But I think I can have it. Like I said, I think we all go when we're gonna open up the Tuesdays, just Monday through Friday. I think we can do it. If motherfucker got something else to do, I tell y'all we ain't gonna do it on them days. But I think that, you know, considering the fact that, you know, I gotta pay for that motherfucker, I need to get as many days in as I can.
Right, I understand.
It's all good, like firewood. All right, man. I'm gonna get with y'all on Wednesday. Hell, y'all got my number. Call me if y'all need me. I'm here.
All right.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Yay, yay.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.